It's the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today is Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers. He'll join us in just a moment. First off, President Biden says there's still a way to get relief.
With the tax revenues up this year and our deficit down over $1.6 trillion this year alone, we'll still be able to fix our highways and bring down prices of gas. We can do both at the same time. By suspending the 18-cent gas tax, federal gas tax, for the next 90 days, we can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief. I call on the companies to pass this along, every penny of this 18-cent reduction, to the consumers. There's no time now for profiteering. There are a number of other proposals by Democrats in the House and the Senate, and I hope my call for action can help move those proposals forward as well.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services, Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock. And Mark, our conversation starts. We're now at the point, if you're growing cotton, it's either in the ground or you're not growing cotton for 2022. Is that a good way to assess where we are as far as the calendar is concerned?
I would say so, Tony, because, of course, the days are getting short now in the amount of time that we can take cotton on to maturity at this point. And, you know, even our latest counties as far as last planting date, that passed as of June the 20th. And, of course, even the late planting period would have passed on that by now. So yes, sir, we are pretty much either committed to cotton or, as you say, unfortunately, there are a lot of people that have failed a lot of cotton out this year because of the weather situation. And so it looks like it's going to be one of those tough years. Once again, a lot of people are comparing this particular year to that epic drought period of 2011.
You know, we did learn quite a bit in that last drought, and as I talked to producers, some of the common themes that I hear is we can't irrigate our way to a great crop. We have to rely on some timely rainfall from Mother Nature. And really, when you look across the board, where would you put us? And again, I know that's being maybe a little too stereotypical to say it's bad, because there are some areas that have gotten those timely rainfall.
Well, that is true. And, you know, as far as bright spots, there are some areas that are within our 42 county service area that look pretty decent. In fact, we have some cotton that is in bloom. Now, it's certainly in the minority, but we do have some blooming cotton here, and we like to talk all the time about July 4th blooms, but really, that's pretty much of a rarity. It's typically more along the middle of July before we really start seeing very many blooms year in and year out. But I can tell you that in parts of Crosby and Floyd counties, parts of Hale County, over in that area, there's some good-looking cotton. There's some good-looking cotton on the east side of Lubbock County. As we get down south of Tahoka and move into Dawson County and on down into Martin and Midland counties, you know, they are really facing a dry time down there. In fact, my understanding is that down in Midland, they have recorded the driest period ever for September of 2021 to May of 2022. And so they have already surpassed their driest period. And certainly the cropping situation shows. You know, we keep talking back to 2011. We probably are not to that point in terms of overall drought across the state of Texas. However, there are some areas up here in the Panhandle that certainly are experiencing a dry time. Another thing is, as you mentioned, a lot of guys say that they don't have irrigation capabilities. You know, Tony, one big factor is that in 2011, we began the year with a pretty fair amount of subsoil moisture. And as you know, This year in 2022, we did not experience any late fall or any winter rainfall. So everybody started out completely dry. And I still talk to producers every day that talk about what kind of irrigation capabilities that they lost by pumping those wells so hard in 2011. A lot of producers are saying they won't make that mistake again, and a lot of them are saying they can't do it again. They just don't have the well capacity to be able to do that.
Let's swing over to really something that 2011 drought really brought to the surface, the fact that there wasn't really a program that could help producers suffering through drought. There was a WIP program that had come out, but wasn't really helping those with drought and some other weather issues. USDA goes back to the drawing board, hits WIP Plus, which started helping. That's now morphed into another program. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I can, Tony, and I'm glad that you did mention that. Of course, that original WIP program stands for Wildfire Hurricane Indemnity Program, and that did get expanded, as you mentioned, over the last few years. In fact, in 18 and 19, it was expanded to include drought and excessive heat and some of the other phenomenon that we've seen, such as that big derecho that they had up in the Midwest. That they really, most producers had never experienced anything like that up there during all of these years. And so we have seen quite a bit of climatic activity and a lot of difficulties as far as the growing conditions. So this year they did finally send out the information. We finally received details on the long-awaited program, which they did change the name of it. It is an extension of that WIP program, but Relief Program, or ERP. And we have already seen a lot of dollars go out the door. And the good news is that even though that was long-awaited and we had to wait several months for them to be able to put details together, they were pretty successful in being able to make this much more user-friendly. And so in terms of the application, producers received a pre-filled application, and they just had to go in and approve those numbers and sign it and send it back. I've talked to a lot of producers that have gotten funding back within 5 to 6 days. And so that's been really good. Up to this point, we had a meeting at our last Friday morning. Our Plains Cotton Growers Advisory Group met last Friday, and we talked about this. And currently across the U.S., there has been about $4 billion out of the total $6 billion allocated that has already been distributed out into the countryside. And in the state of Texas, up to this point, we have come close to distributing $560 million across the area. So that will help tremendously. And so we're very appreciative of that. We knew that it was forthcoming. We just knew that they had to work out details and work out the programs. And it appears that those programs, for the most part, were successful in being for producers and for getting that money distributed quickly into the countryside. And you know, I have to say on their behalf, and I'm saying in terms of USDA, we were told early on, as we go back and look at that, that should come out in the first or second quarter of 22. And certainly it did. It was late in that second quarter, but we did see the funding come out. And as I mentioned, we're very appreciative of that. And we hope that that will help producers in a short year like the one that we're experiencing today.
Mark, you mentioned how the program came with pre-filled applications, if you will.
Right.
USDA trying to do all that they can to make sure that this is easier to work with. But it doesn't mean there aren't deadlines for other things that we really have to get out and take care of. What are some of the deadlines that are approaching?
Well, yes, and as we're talking about that ERP, let me just remind people that it does have a deadline for completing or approving and then signing that application and getting it back to FSA, and that is July the 22nd. And, of course, a lot of producers had money that was due to them, and so they have gotten on top of that. I guess my concern from my standpoint is this did come through the U.S. mail, and they received that from a central location that went out all across the nation. And that was back when people were really jumping through hoops trying to get their crops established. I believe it was right around the time of Memorial Day, as I remember. And so it came out at a time that producers were extremely busy, and I was concerned at the time that producers may see that come across the mail and throw it on the kitchen counter or throw it on the dashboard of the pickup and then maybe forget about that. And so just want to remind people that even though that is a very important deadline, I think most people have already tended to that, that it does have a deadline of July the 22nd to complete that application process for that phase 1A of the program. Also, as far as other certification deadlines, of course, we've got our certification for summer crops coming up July the 15th, which is just days away. And so producers need to be reminded about that and be sure and check in with FSA and get that taken care of.
If we want to keep up with what's going on with Plains cotton growers, can we do that online?
Surely can. The best place would be to check out our website, and that is located at plainscotton.org. And as always, you can also, if you need more information, you can look us up and call the Plains Cotton Growers offices. We hope that all of our members are receiving our weekly newsletter that goes out. Most of those go out electronically. We can also send out the hard copies the old-fashioned way if that's something that you prefer. But there is an email that comes out each week. And then also you can follow us on various social media platforms. And the best place to get all that information would be to go to our website and contact us through that website at plainscotton.org.
Mark Brown is with Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock, on today's Agribusiness Report.
The future you want for your farming operation is out there, but it begins with unlocking the potential to control your growing environment. Introducing Momentum from Fendt, a new planting system that senses planting conditions in real time and responds with real answers. That yield, that success, you'll find it with Momentum. Learn more at livingstonmachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Special guest today, Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers. Follow PCG online, plainscotton.org.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton, featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
The Manitou New Ag MLT telehandlers have been tailor-made to handle the rigors of farm life. From the Agile 600 series to the Hefty 900 series, they are all named one of the most comfortable machines on the market, complete with interchangeable attachments, complete cab access, and total visibility. Manitou is the smart choice for your farm. Learn more at LivingstonMachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
The USDA is out with its review of farm commodity prices for May, and with very few exceptions, producers getting higher prices for both crop and livestock products, with those prices received index 27% higher than May of a year ago. Prices paid by farmers also up about 15% from May of 2021. Quick look at some commodities now. Corn gaining 18 cents in May, up to an average $7.26 a bushel, up $1.35 from May of last year. Wheat really gaining some strength in May, 76 rise up to $10.90 a bushel, $4.44 higher than May of last year. Soybeans, those prices going up another 30 cents in May to $16.10 a bushel, $1.30 higher than a year ago. For livestock, beef cattle prices shooting up another $2 a hundredweight in May, taking them above a year ago by $23. Broilers, turkeys, and milk also bringing more money. The one exception, hogs, those prices dropping 30 cents a hundredweight during May, pulling them down to almost $3.50 below May of last year. Gary Crawford, Washington.